Golf courses worldwide pose a significant sustainability challenge in terms of soil, fertility, irrigation, maintenance and water stewardship. Now, the Gary Player Country Club at Sun City is keeping on top of all this innovation to ensure that they stay ahead of the curve.
That's right, and it's golf courses literally lap up water and nutrient to make sure that they always look pristine and for a privileged few that play the sport, especially Gary Player Country Club, which every year holds the very prestigious $1 million golf tournament. We've begun an audit process. So GCX, as you know, we assist Sun International with their water stewardship, and we've created an audit process now which includes, we've placed digital probes in the soil on six of the golf courses that measure the moisture, the temperature at different depths under the soil. These probes are now transmitting data using Internet of Things through telemetry devices and are displaying the results in a GIS-based system. Over and above this, our team has conducted soil composition and quality samples as well as leaf testing quality across these six holes. The combination of all this information really gives us the ability to optimize irrigation for one, the timing and volumes of this irrigation throughout the year, as well as the optimum feeding of fertilizer to ensure that the golf course is not overfed and over-irrigated. This is very exciting, Ernest, and we anticipate really good savings. And based on our Australian experience, where similar testing has been conducted at two golf courses in Australia, the savings of water were between 20 and 50% per annum, which is huge when you consider how many thousands, in fact millions of litres of water are consumed by these golf courses. Furthermore, significant savings in fertilizer and nutrient are anticipated at the Gary Player Country Club and the Palace of the Lost City golf course as well. So once this is all rolled out, this will mean millions, as I say, of litres of water, massive savings on everything, and not only a huge environmental impact, Ernest, but a huge commercial saving as well in rands and cents, which in the current commercial climate in South Africa is well needed. Ernest, this is an absolute breakthrough in golf course monitoring and management, mostly using South African components and technology, and I'm extremely proud of our team at GCX Water, in particular Bernard Jacobs, who heads up that team, who has led this program development and implementation. We see the set really a benchmark for golf course monitoring management globally. Well done to all involved, especially Sun International, for allowing an opportunity to implement such a system in Africa. It's the first in Africa, and I'm extremely proud and excited about it.